everybody, a lot of you wanna work with VaynerMedia. Good news, we're hiring. We're hiring creators, specifically right now, and we'll keep updating this promo throughout the year. Video and design capable individuals, people that have good ideas and would know what to do if we needed to sell watermelon or bubble gum or soap or wine or sneakers. We're looking for video and image creators. Think about the stuff I put out on Instagram, that kind of stuff. Are you scrappy? Are you hungry? GaryVee.com/creators with an S. Go fill out the form. Please join our team at VaynerX, because I think some of these people are gonna go into 137, some are gonna go to Vayner Talent, mainly for VaynerMedia, and maybe the occasional person for Team Gary V. If you wanna join the VaynerX family, please go check out, specifically right now for VaynerMedia, though we save the resumes and we move them around, to GaryVee.com/creators with an S.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey podcast, Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is a Gary V TV classic, where Gary V discusses why he believes everyone is a media company and why you need to start talking now. Enjoy.
If I said you had unlimited money and you could go to the beachfront property all across this world and buy it all up for a penny on the dollar 112 years ago, would you do it? The answer is yes. The number one asset for this room, regardless of what you do, you sell sneakers, you're in the fitness industry, you're a financial advisor, you're in real estate, you sell donuts, whatever you do, you're trying to run for mayor, you're trying to cure cancer. The number one thing that binds everybody in this room is that we all need the other person's attention before we can tell them what we want from them. Attention is the singular asset. It is the singular fucking asset. And right now, the attention of the world sits in mobile devices at scale. And there's only 7 or 8 places that we really consume content. You have to figure out how to send your message to the world in written, audio, and video content. Now, at first, you have to pick what you're good at before you can afford a huge team that does what I do, which is convert all my video into written form and audio and video. At first, you have to rely on, can you do video yourself? Are you a great writer? Are you introverted and want to do a podcast because you don't like seeing yourself on video? I don't care, but you have to start talking. I want to leave this conference and get some people here to start posting 100 pieces of content a day. Maybe 52 of those are just single tweets, maybe 26 of them are Instagram stories, but I'm serious. And I'm also quite knowledgeable that most people here haven't posted 100 pieces of unique quality content this year. So imagine how fucked I think you really are. I mean it. The opportunity is remarkable. There's so much opportunity. Everything that you're seeing happen in society, the people that are getting voted in, the people that are building big companies, the celebrities that are changing in society, the people that are changing the world with positive or negative impact, everything's playing out in one place, the internet. And the internet breaks down into like 7 or 10 meaningful sites. Right now, the information sits on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's not super complicated. What's complicated is getting good at communicating on it. It's a skill. You have to respect the context. You have to make 100 pieces of content. Here's why. You want to sell a home, you make one video. Do you think that every woman and every man in here are going to see it the same way? Do you think a 22-year-old woman who makes $100,000 a year is gonna see it the same way that a 49-year-old woman with 2 kids that makes $47,000 a year? We have these platforms that let us target people at a specific level that we've never seen before, at scale. Anything you wanna say to the world, you should minimally say it 13 times because you have to context the audience that's seeing it. You have to say, when I do things globally, when I make a video and I say, hey Mexico, you need to think about how you're doing influencer marketing. If I do that versus, hey, you need to think about how you're doing influencer marketing, and I post it to people in Mexico, it disproportionately does better. Not only do you have to make 100 pieces of content, you have to make 500 different segmentations in media and run it. Here's the good news. Everything I just said sounds hard as fuck and tedious as shit, right? But here's the secret. Everything great should be hard. Like if you want to reap the massive benefits of this golden era, you should put in the work. Facebook and Instagram ads in this market specifically, and in Australia and in Southeast Asia, is remarkably underpriced. Every single person here should be running Facebook and Instagram ads, regardless of what your business is, B2B, 60-year-old target. You have to understand, you have to make it work for your audience. When you make a video, my highest conversion rates right now are on Facebook individuals that are 55 to 75. Why? Because they go through their feed slower because they're old. Being serious. It's not, you know, like, it's just true, which is great. The font's big as shit. It just works. I mean, it's where their attention is. Your grandma's on Facebook. She's spewing her political views and throwing up photos from 1937. It's fucking amazing. I really, really want to leave here with two core things. One, get people in the framework of understanding what's actually happening, which is this will go away. This amazing era will go away. It did before. I built my dad's business on email and Google AdWords. I had no money. Like, I didn't raise capital. I didn't hit the lottery. I had no money. We had a business doing $3.6 million in sales, $3.8 million in sales on 10% gross profit. $380,000 before expenses. I built it from 3 to 60 in 5.5 years. How? Perfect execution. Why? Because I had a moment in time. This is where you can't control things. My career started just as email and Google AdWords were starting to really matter. Everybody else looked at the past and put print and radio and billboards and direct mail on a pedestal. I looked at what people were actually doing, which was people were actually opening email and starting to search on Google. I played, I ate shit, made mistakes, hit pay dirt, and changed the course of my life. The next time I saw it, I did it even smarter. Instead of selling more wine, I decided to invest in the companies that I thought would change the world. The first three investments I made were Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. Jesus is right, bro. Made a fuckload of money. And so what's crazy though is, with all that money that I made, I love practitionership. I love this game. Instead of raising a $500 million fund and getting paid a ton of money just to take meetings, regardless if I made good decisions or not, I decided to eat shit and build a client service agency to build an ultimate marketing machine to take advantage of this. This is, guys, I am not a public speaker. I public speak, but I'm not a public speaker for a living. I run a company. I always say, watch what I do, not what I say. Watch what I do, not what I say. The hell am I doing running a 900 person company focused on all the shit that I'm talking about right now? I'm not doing it for my health. You know how much it sucks to have clients? Especially when you're rich as fuck. Because you're like, why am I even doing this? I'm doing it because the opportunity is so absurd professionally. It's so absurd. So I'm desperate. I'm desperate for everybody here to understand that they're a media company, that you should be putting out content. Not commercials, information. Not commercials, information. Put out all your best advice for free. You will make way more money than holding it in for the people that pay you. Let me say it nice and fucking slow for the people in the back. Put out all your best information for free and watch how your business grows, because there is so much abundance. For the 39 people that decide not to pay you because they got what they needed from the free content, there's another 1,000 that now want to pay you out of the gratitude and guilt that you provided for them. It's true. Now, that's a model that works for people that are more talented. Like, talent is a variable. And by the way, you do whatever you want. I begrudge no style execution. I have no judgment for how people make their money. I'm just talking about what happens when something like the internet comes along and the real estate is super cheap. The attention of humans right now is the same way I feel about Manhattan 300 years ago. It was a good deal. That's it. And people are gonna amass it and have it, and they're gonna be able to monetize on it forever. And that is what the big opportunity is. And the execution within it is very, very simple. The reason I don't wanna spend as much time with it, but I'm happy to do it in Q&A and start raising your hands. So like, raise your hands if you have a question, we'll start going around. The reason I don't want to go deep into the execution is because you have something called Google. Like, how do I run an Instagram ad in New Zealand for a lawyer? Enter. There's a fucking result. Right? So it's the thesis. It's the mindset of, like, I want, the reason I started with so many of you are not posting. So many of you posted once, somebody said something nasty and you stopped posting. I need to get you out of that. Because if I don't, then you won't post. And then the game is over. Like, how to post, or your talent is your talent. If you have nothing good to say, it's only gonna play out so much. But if you're not even starting, it's game over. So you need to understand why you're not posting, and you need to understand what's actually happening right now. This is the single greatest era to be a human being ever. You need to take advantage of it. If you're not winning during this era, we got big fucking problems. It's real good. It just is. Cool, who's got the first one? All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is This Man is Amazing by SparedEarth04. I'm a kid that has some friends and I also have a huge goal. Hearing what Gary did and how much of an encouragement he is gets me through my day. If you have problems, all you have to do is listen to this man. I do it before bed and when I wake up, and let me tell you, I feel amazing at both times. I highly recommend this to anyone. Just remember the swearing. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.